it's a very complicated question, and
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have like a clean answer, because that's what we're in right now.
Right.
That's the like the thick ethical question I think that many of us are in right now, right? Like, if we say we no longer want children, all children raised in these ontologies of kind of exploitation and racial hierarchies and the exploitation of nature, our only other option to turn to indigenous knowledges, and that's problematic. And but how do we then view the world in a different way if those are not our knowledges, what's available to us? And one movement now is this kind of European nativism, which is a return to like pre-colonial indigenous knowledges. Some of that is interesting and very valuable, but at the same time, we also have to realize that we're in a settler state. So while it's important, I think, for people to maybe recapture their own ancestral knowledges, that doesn't change the fact that, it's still indigenous children being removed. It's still people of color being followed in stores. It's still young men of color with hoodies who are getting incessantly targeted by police, right? So that doesn't change the material lived systemic and structural inequities that Indigenous peoples face. But too often, I think now it's being touted as decolonial.
Right.
And it's not like it has no impact at all on the colonial realities of Indigenous peoples. So I don't have an easy answer other than to say that's the work. The work is how do, as if you're non-Indigenous, build more ethical, accountable engagements with Indigenous knowledges and communities and knowledge keepers, and do your homework and keep working at it, and be aware of those issues around appropriation and longing and romanticization and generalizations, and know when to step back, know what's not yours to have, and do the advocacy in those the white systems and in the dominant systems that really need the work. I don't know, like it's like allyship 101, but